Hello, everyone. Welcome to Notes from a Starseed. I am your host, Starseed. Thank you so much for reoccurring listeners, for tuning in. Thank you to new listeners for coming in and just allowing me to be a part of your energy, accepting me, and also just, you know, providing some of your energy as well. So share me to your friends, family, whoever you'd like. Leave comments if you'd like as well. You know, I think, what am I trying to say? Oh, reviews. Whatever it is that floats your boat, if it doesn't, I appreciate it regardless. So I was looking at some of the stats on the podcast. And if you're looking to start a podcast, definitely try it. I go through anchor.fm. They have been the easiest so far. And with the exception of one time when we were in retrograde and I ended up deleting an episode that was actually very good and it had a very high amount of listeners, and for whatever reason it deleted in the process. So thank you so much for everyone tuning in. Have a seat, be careful if you're driving, grab some water. We're about to do some energy movements right now. So we're currently in Mercury retrograde, right? We're doing, what is it? I believe it's in Virgo right now. And I am so sorry that I don't have my stuff straight. It's not a priority for me. I do keep in touch and stay on my toes in order for me to know what's going on and how I need to protect myself. So that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys know how my relationship with myself, myself is going. I feel like I need to release the information, but I also feel like some of you have been waiting for me to talk about some crazy ass shit. And I pretty much stopped doing that because it's all crazy. It's all wild. It's not crazy. It's wild. It's a lot. It's so much. And I'm trying to just not feel dead after I'm done with it. So in the beginning episodes of the podcast, I was just being raw with my emotion and with what I would see. I still see those things. I still feel them. They're kind of like when you watch a movie, when you watch a scary movie, a gory movie, you're looking at it. It's not happening to you. You don't imagine it. It's just, oh, I'm watching a movie. That's how I feel now. That's why when it happens, and if it happens to me, I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. And I move on with life. So I'm trying to have my boundaries set with human as well as spirit. I am learning to take care of my energy. So I feel like this is a good learning episode because it is the relationship that I have with myself, with all of myself. So there's certain things that I learn and I am still learning where I'm provided the information and for whatever reason it doesn't click until later on. Or I receive the information and it's not confirmed until weeks later. So always ask questions. Always ask for clarification, if you're not able to understand what is being provided to you, or if you don't feel like you're communicating yourself accordingly to somebody else. I haven't drank coffee this morning and I'm starting to feel a little off, but I'm trying really hard to not drink it. It gives me a headache. It really does. But I still drink it because I feel like, oh, I possibly might need it. I need like the first few sips and that's pretty much it. So I've been doing a lot of releasing these last few weeks. I mean, aren't I always? I feel like I always am. So let's talk about releasing. When you release something, it doesn't always have to be... it doesn't have to be something bad. Because I know there's a lot of perception and thought like, oh, I need to release this, I need to release that. It doesn't always have to be bad. It can also be good. You can also release something good or provide some of your good feel or good energy to be released out into the universe. It doesn't always have to be bad. And it's the same thing with karma. People really think that karma is bad. Why? Because it's always being used in a low vibration. It's not fair to karma that we all think it's bad. Karma is just simply the energy that you put out to the universe and onto others. We're all one energy. So when you send it out, it's going to come back to you. Was it something good that you did or was it something bad? So you don't always have to think, oh, this is bad karma. You know what I mean? You can always say, oh, this is for good karma. I'm doing, like, I did something good today without even thinking. That's going to be good karma later. And then on top of that, so back to releasing energy. You always release through your right hand. Sorry, I'm taking pauses because I feel like I'm already floating. I don't feel grounded enough, and I literally had like 3 pancakes. So with the retrograde, from my understanding, is that it's going to help you be pushed through certain portals when it's open. Retrogrades are not bad, and Mercury gets a really bad rap. I'm here to defend Mercury and Pluto too. So, basically what the planets do when they're in retrograde or when they're aligning or whatever it is that they're doing, it's the universe trying to help us. It's the universe trying to help us so that we're able to go through all these portals, get to whatever it is that we need to get to in order to get to the next step. Life isn't always about, I'm done and here's my finished product. It's, I did the legwork. I completed this lesson. Let's move on to the next one. That's why when you go through people's memes, TikToks, whatever it is that you watch, in the spiritual category, people say, oh, when you think you're fine, and then all of a sudden this happens. And it's like, no, it's just a human trying to humanize it. Like, oh, I'm fine. Everything's good. I'm finally finished. You're never finished. It's an ongoing learning lesson. And you always try to stay grateful for those. Strive to be thankful for them because you become a better person for it. You are a better person because of those things. You are learning. You're growing. And again, that's the point of life. To continue growing. To continue understanding all the things. Continue with life. So those are the reasons why we release. Along with, if you're full, you can't have anything else come in through your feminine, which is your left hand. So consistent release of, hey, thank you for those life lessons. I don't need those anymore. Thank you for teaching me that math, but I don't think I need it right now. And release it. If you ever need it, and this is where we come into our human, and we need to learn how to control our emotions, how to relax ourselves, how to tell our emotions, hey, one at a time, everybody relax. And with your spirit team as well, because we all have a team, we all have our ancestors with us. Every time you are born, you get a new spirit. It's a new life experience. So set your boundaries with that too. Hey, one spirit at a time, please. Hey, you know what? I have too many downloads today. I have a headache. Can we slow it down just a little bit because I have humaning to do? If humaning is not a word, somebody add it to the dictionary because it is a word. It is something. It is real. We are humaning. We're in our human where our spirit is having a human experience. We're literally a bag of meat and bones and muscles and what all those cells. We're not just energy, you know, that you feel. We are actual, you know, tangible human. So you go to work, you go grocery shopping, you cook, you're humaning. You're doing all your humaning things. So it's okay to set your boundaries with your spirit realms and say, hey, one person at a time, please, or one spirit at a time, not everyone all together, because then you feel it, you feel flustered, ADHD kicks in, Asperger's, what's the other one? Oh God, there's so many, right? It's not just one or two. And you feel it, your anxiety starts to flare up. Calm it down. Tell everybody that you have set your intentions. You have set your boundaries. Train your spirit. That way it happens automatically as life goes on. So I've set my boundaries with my spirit team. I've set my boundaries. I'm trying to continuously set my boundaries with my humans because not my humans, with just humans around me. I haven't been working a human job in the last few weeks. I am waiting for my office to be ready here within the next month and a half. And I'm trying to figure out a lot of different things in the human realm. And every time I'm available, my human sister comes in. 2 to 3 of my human friends come in. Like everyone all of a sudden, and it's because I do open myself up because I'm requesting it. I request for not the attention, but the love. I request for the abundance in certain things that I would like in my life because I sit down and I manifest it, but I also do the legwork. Hey, how are you doing? How's everything been going? You've been MIA. I haven't heard from you. Blah, 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 blah. Those things count too. Reaching out to people counts. Don't reach out to your exes though. There's a reason for that. Find the reason why there was a life lesson. Find the life lesson. Be grateful, be thankful, and move on, okay? Let that one go. If you're still contacting your exes, I suggest you seek a therapist. There is there's a lesson in there for you. And if you keep going back and if you're still blaming the other person for ruining your life, yes, we definitely need a therapist for that. If you're wondering, I'm drinking water. For new listeners, I don't always drink coffee. If you ever get to some of the previous episodes, I don't always drink coffee. Coffee and I have a very strong in and out relationship. I love it, but I feel like I can't drink it hot all the time. And then on top of that, I can only take maybe like a 4 ounce, I want to say, and then I'm done with it. So I've toggled between coffee, matcha, maca, teas. It seems like matcha is my friend right now and is possibly going to be in my life for a long time. And for those of you out there saying, oh, but it tastes so nasty. Yes, it tastes like dirt. It tastes like grass, but you can alter it to your liking. So don't forget about that. So, yes, I do go to very busy coffee shops. And if I order matcha, I order it cold. It doesn't quench it for me when it's hot. I do order it iced and I alter it. I don't do dairy with that one. I do either oat milk or almond milk. And depending on which one you do, you can always add a flavor like a vanilla or caramel, whatever it is you want to add to it, to give it like a little bit of a something different in there for you. And don't do like 3 or 4 pumps. Do like 1 or 2 of the regular sugar. The sugar-free stuff, even though I do occasionally use it, I feel like the sugar-free stuff has more chemicals in it than the sugarless stuff, which in the long run does affect us because it's chemical that we're intaking already. How many chemicals do you want to take if you're already taking them? 2 versus 1, 5 versus 2. You know what I'm saying. Read your labels. Try to get away from calorie count and all of those things. I feel in my life it's made a very strong difference to read the ingredients. So there you have it. My 2 cents that took about 4 minutes. I release a lot through my right hand. You can use crystals. You can use selenite. You can use rocks from outside because there are still crystals. There's still energy. You can use anything that you feel will help you release. Some people need to actually put their hand on dirt. Maybe some just need to touch a tree. Some need to hold a kumbaba, a selenite, whatever it is that you feel is best for you. Some people run their hand through water, river flowing through river water, faucet water, whatever it is that calls you to do it, that's for you. That's your relationship with you. So remember to use your right hand, release what you need to, do your own mantras, your own prayer, whatever it is that you feel you need to say during that moment to let go of what you're letting go, and find something to be thankful for that. Find it. Open your heart chakra, and feel the release of it. If your hands start to tingle later on, I'm so sorry. It just is what it is. Get some weights and do a few reps. You'll feel it because my hands have been tingling for a hot... Well, no, my left hand's been tingling pretty good. My right hand's been feeling pretty light. It's just kind of how it goes. So, I do protect myself. I protect my aura. I do set up my filter and my bubble. I try to set it up in the morning before anything else happens. Does it always work? Not exactly. Sometimes I'm setting it up as I'm leaving the house because I feel like I have put a pretty strong protective barrier and I've used my aura, and this is me. If you're a person that needs instructions, definitely seek out instruction. I heard there's good stuff on TikTok and there's also good stuff on Instagram. If it doesn't resonate with you, it's okay. Not everything resonates with everybody. People consider me a witch, but I don't do spells. Or at least I don't feel like I do, because I feel that when I speak, that's already a spell enough, or something that I'm already sending out into universe is how I see it. So a lot of people, I've done a few spells suggested from what other people have sent me or what I've found. And I don't feel like all of them have worked. I don't feel, maybe it's just how I felt at the time. That's probably it. If your heart isn't in it, it's fine. Don't do it. As easy as that. If it doesn't, it just means it's not resonating with you, and that's okay. It's just not for you. Maybe you'll go through a different route. Some people like to learn the hard way. Other people just like to learn from watching others. Yeah, it just is what it is. So I do, and I have set up a pretty, I feel it's been a pretty strong protective barrier on my home. I can feel the difference when certain people try to come in. I can feel the difference when my ex-husband comes over. And it's also in what spirit he's sitting within too as well. That makes the difference when he comes in. But for the most part, I put a pretty strong protective barrier within my home. Do I use crystals? Yes, of course I do. Was there a time where I didn't? Yes, there was a time where I didn't. And I think if I had been trained well, I wouldn't have felt as drained, because I was living a life that did not resonate with me, and that's what was draining me. So be careful with those things as well. I use shungite, I use selenite, I use black tourmaline. I use black tourmaline with mica for my doors, my windows. I use salt. I have 3 salt rocks in my front door. Just little things. If you feel like there's something going on that's negative in a specific area in your home, and it's your home, don't be afraid to use salt. Don't be afraid to put a little bit of selenite in there. And you don't have to use like a big old chunk unless you feel you need to. You can use like the little nugs that they have out there. Why did I say nugs? little pieces of selenite that they have out there. It doesn't have to be a sphere. It doesn't have to be a clean anything. It could literally be a piece of broken selenite. If you go to any stores that are spiritually, you know, awakened and all of that, and or maybe you just find selenite anywhere. Don't put it in water though. It's a mineral. So just put it anywhere. Anywhere you feel that you need a little bit of light, anywhere you feel like you need some cleansing, you can always use it there. So I do have a heavy collection of crystals. The last time I showed you guys what I had on my Instagram page, I literally have probably like 5 pieces. At this point, I probably have like 5,000. It's been an investment. And I do sit on them some days wondering if I should sell some of them, just because I'm still in this world and I do need to have source of income in money. And at the end of the day, I don't sell them because it's not the time to release them. Everything has its own time. It has its own specific time in our timeline, in our life. And when we're done, it'll be something that you can pick up and simply trash. Like, honestly. When people say, oh, I can't let go of that, or when you see somebody throw away a toy, throw away a plate, it's literally because that person is done with that. There's no attachment. There's no emotion in it. I've come to terms that I don't need it. Thank you, trash. If you want to donate it, that's up to you, so on and so forth. But everything has its own time in your life. Everything has its own pace in your life. We all are going through life at our own pace. Try to make that stress small, because I feel like society does put a timeline on us, which is not fair, because we're not living the same life and we're not programmed the same way. So keep those things in mind when you are out and about living your life, wondering why you're behind. You're not behind. Trust me when I tell you that. Is it hard to understand it? Yes, it is. Because the human and that ego and that trauma is in there flaring up that we need to be somewhere where in reality it's like, well, when the time is right, it'll happen. That's all there is to it. And that has been one of my hardest lessons to learn, along with protecting myself, protecting my energy. Recalling my energy is something else that I had completely forgotten to do. And I had clarification for more than one source at the end of the day. And I keep my windows open because I need that air element to come through. I'm so grateful for the air element, the water element, the fire element, the earth element. We all need it. We're all in that. It's all in us. So I open my windows, and at the end of the day, I release everybody else's energy and I send it to the universe. I used to send it back to them. But then there was something that I read where it was like, well, that's kind of bad karma, isn't it? Because you're sending back their energy that was probably negative. But what if it was positive and you're sending it back? That's good karma. But, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to send that energy back to the universe. At the end of the day, it doesn't belong to me. Anyone's energy that comes into my field, thank you for whatever it was, and I send it back to source. I send it back to the universe, and the universe will take care of it. It's not my call to say, hey, you fucked up with me, I'm gonna fuck with you. Like, that's not right, because that means we're not coming from love and we didn't grow from that lesson. So thank you for everyone's energy. I send it out to the universe, and the universe will take care of it. Whatever it is that the universe feels is the way. I call back all of my energy. I bring it back in. And whatever doesn't resonate, whatever is not in the white light, in the light of love, I send it to the underworld, so that it can help transition to something positive, something good. Because at the end of the day, love will always be the answer. I do my cleansing as well through sage. I use Palo Santo. I use different types of saging methods. Whatever resonates for you is for you. I do make peace with certain life lessons, like all the releasing that I'm doing at this current moment had to do with love relationships, myself, my old self, because you want to be grateful for your old self as well. I mean, look at how far you've gone, right? Look at how far you've come. Look at what a success you are compared to, you know, in the past. And if you feel like you're drowning right now and you were more successful in the past, there's a life lesson to be taught here. There's so many life lessons. So I do I set my intentions. I release into the candle in regards to gratitude. And that's my thankful candle, because I used to do a lot of candles in the beginning from how much I was doing. And that's just my ritual. Whatever is yours is for you. I'm trying to think of what else I do on a regular basis that has made myself relationship stronger, and meditating has helped. Exercising, regardless if you're walking for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, move your body, especially during retrogrades. Mercury gets a lot of rep for all the heavy stuff it does, but that's what it's here to do. It's to cleanse you of what you don't need. It's so that you can communicate what you truly mean, what doesn't resonate. Hey, I don't want to be with you anymore. It's just not working out. Bye-bye. And a lot of us don't have we don't have the energy or the ability to do it because we are so afraid. We sit in our fear. And it happens. It really does. And it's okay. This is what Mercury does. These are what retrogrades are for. It's to push you through those realms, through those doors that have been open for you, and you're just simply not going through it because of whatever trauma you have, whatever egos you have. And don't forget to be thankful for your egos too. I've said it before. Your egos were there to protect your spirit. They get a lot of bad rep because, oh, the ego. Yes, but it was a form of protection for you. Be grateful for them. Thank them for, you know, being there for you, and release them. You can release them to universe. You can release them to the underworld. You can release them to whatever it is that you feel comfortable with. Just understand that when you release your egos and your traumas, they're transitioning. There's a form of transition for that, because that's also for somebody else. Again, we're one energy. It'll help you. It might help other people. There's something in there within that ego, within that trauma, that can assist not just you, but others as well. You're on the right track for whatever it is you need in life, whatever it is you got to do. Just keep going. It's hard. It is hard, especially when you start opening up. Oh man, I see spirits here, and they look like humans. I can see spirits like humans. I can hear them. I think it was like last week or something. I was putting my kiddos to sleep and I could hear spirit calling, and I'm like, not right now. And it was a heavy spirit that wanted to come in. And I think it had to do with one of my kiddos. I want to say it was maybe my girl. She's going to be something. And I could hear it. It was literally like someone was in my living room saying, hey, come out here. I need some attention. Somebody talk to me. Somebody look at me. And I basically said, hey, you know, we should have been here earlier. It's bedtime. The mom in me came out so quick. I was like, nope. Nope. You're going to have to wait till daytime when everyone's awake. When everyone's awake, fine. But when it's bedtime, let us live with it peacefully. Even though when you have nightmares or when you have dreams that are heavy, that's another form of your spirit trying to go through whatever lesson it needs to, because you won't do it in the human form, because you won't face it while you're awake. That's why we have nightmares and we have things that are unsettling in our sleep. So take that note with a grain of salt, but that's my download for me. So I'm trying to think of what else it was that I was thinking. Apologies. That's something I don't accept anymore. Especially, I just don't feel like it's necessary sometimes. I feel like apologies are not needed for me, because at this point I don't seek it verbally through your human. I now seek the apology in the physical. How are you showing your apology? How do you do that? You honor what you said. If you're going to truly apologize for hurting someone's feelings, you're going to figure out why you hurt their feelings, because there's a trauma for you. And then on the flip side of it, because of the duality, you want to make sure to kind of like, if you truly meant your apology, you'll find ways to be there for that person. You'll find ways to be there for whatever it is that you hurt them with or by or whatever it may be. It's difficult. And everything comes at its own time, and everything just is. I know a lot of you were very sketchy about my ex-husband episode. And there's a release there. There's a form of gratitude. There was a form of everything within that. I was letting go. There's a lot to let go of with him. And it just is. It was 10 years, 11 years of being married. And I was very young. And I'm still very young. But it just happened. Again, find the gratitude in that. Because that's all I'm consistently doing. Is finding the gratitude. Finding what I'm grateful for in whatever thing happened in my life. And stop living in the past. That's something else I had to deal with. Living in the past, man, that was really slowing down my process of growth. And as soon as I started letting go of that and stopped living within that, I can't even tell you how many leaps I got rushed through. How many portals I was rushed through. Just everything. And even my soul sisters will tell you, oh man, that sounds like a lesson. Definitely. They all are. Learning to be in my masculine, learning to be in my feminine, learning to mix them both have also been something I've been trying to learn. And I'll cut this short at this point because I don't have too much information when it comes to feminine and masculine because I'm still learning that for myself. But a few things that I have learned is that a healthy masculine does what he says he's going to do. That also means for us as females, because we're masculine too. Remember, we're all feminine and masculine. Your masculine is your right side. Your feminine is your left side. Your feminine is to receive, your masculine is to release. And when you release as a masculine, you're releasing to be there, to be present in the moment. That's what that's about. And even as a female, oh, well, I'm a feminine. I relate more as female. It doesn't matter what you relate to. You have both. We all have both. We come from a female and a male. We are built that way. That's who we are. We have, even in science, we have all the chromosomes. We have the female chromosome and the male chromosome. It's who we are. We need one to serve. We need both of them to survive. We can't live with just one. We can't be with just one. That's how you have those people that have strokes. Have you noticed that some people's faces will shape differently after they have a stroke? Or even now when you're healthy, you'll notice the difference. It's because of how you take care of your feminine and your masculine, how you mix them together, how you do those things. You want to mix them together. You want to make sure to do it daily. Have your right side touch your left touch your right, massage, whatever it is that calls you. Crystals, do it. You have to find a balance between both. You're going to be if you're in a relationship where you're female and male, okay? One of you is female, the other one of you is male in regards to the body, the human. There are times when your male partner will be sitting in his feminine. And you have to sit in your masculine in order to assist that partner. You'll do it naturally if you're emotionally stable. But there'll be times where it's the other way around. When you're sitting in your feminine, your partner, he's sitting in his masculine. Because it has to be a yin and a yang. It has to be those different components. You can't constantly be in a partnership where you're masculine and masculine. That's what happened to me. That's what happened in my marriage. It was consistent masculine to masculine. If I asked him to be in his feminine so that I can be in my masculine and help him, he saw it as an insult. He saw it as an attack. That's his trauma. That's for him to figure out, not for me. But what I've learned in this relationship with myself is that I need to hold space for myself as well. There's moments where I have to be masculine. There's moments where I have to be feminine. And at the end of the day, I have to learn how to mix the both so that they can both coincide, so that I can be a healthy spirit and a healthy human. So don't be a flaky masculine energy. And if you are, seek some therapy. It doesn't matter if it's spiritual therapy, if it's a human therapy. It's just, there's a trauma in there. And the more you figure out your traumas and the more you let them surface and you understand yourself, the better you're going to be for yourself. And in turn, you're going to have other people learn from you. You're going to have people like understand like, oh shit, like that's what's going on with that person. Look at how they acted. I would like to strive to be like that person. And who knows, maybe you will communicate your story to someone that might shed some light on somebody else's story and help them figure out. Your life that you go through might potentially be a map for somebody else so that they can move forward with their life. I know my life is. On a daily basis, I get reminded by people I love so much that my life is a map for others. Are you going to learn from me, or are you going to go through the same shit that I am? And I shouldn't say shit, but it was heavy stuff is what I should say. But my life is a map for other people and how to learn from it. And I'm okay with that because that's how we are. Because I did the same with other people. It's just how it is. That's how life is. And you're feminine. You have to be in your feminine every once in a while just to be there for yourself. Just release your thoughts, journal, you know, have some tea, do the things that help you communicate. That way you're able to balance yourself and not hold everything in. Release some of that, because the more you release, the more you let go of what no longer serves, the more room you make for new blessings to come in. And try to see all things in blessings. I understand there's people that are being raped. I understand that there are people that are being killed. I understand that those things are also out there in life. I don't know about that life. And that's why I cannot provide my point of view on it. That's why when I tell you I can't go that way, it's because I give so much thanks, because there would have been so many moments in my life where I would have known that life and I didn't. I didn't go that route. But I do know the feeling and the emotion that comes with it, because I hear a lot of people talk about it. And at this point in my life, when I have conversations with other humans, our spirits are also speaking. Our humans are speaking, and I can also hear the spirit speaking. Sometimes it's too loud. Sometimes I need to slow it down. I need to just kind of regroup. That's why I try not to do large crowds anymore. It's just, I can hear it all. Sometimes I can see it all. It just kind of depends on where I sit for that day and that at that moment. But try to figure out your energies. We're super heavy and are masculine right now. And it's not even in a good way. We're flaky. We don't hold space for people. We are doing quite the opposite of what we should be doing. And it just has to do with the ways that things were passed down to us, how we were trained, how we were indoctrinated. All of those things affect school. Going to school affected us, absolutely, good and bad. Got to find the good and the bad and the bad and the good, right? So I'm working on my masculine, because it is, I've heard both my masculine and my feminine, but for some reason my masculine is just, I got to figure that one out. I feel currently like healthy masculine energy sticks to original plans. And I feel like I was pretty good with that for a long time. And then I got married and then I just wasn't. I'm trying to go back to that. I'm trying to sit in my masculine so I can do those things. That way I can call forth that energy. Because remember, whatever energy you put out, that's the energy you're going to receive. So if you're out here thinking, oh, I'm never going to find love, I'm so sorry, hon. You got to find love within yourself first. You got to love yourself first. You can't be happy in a relationship. A relationship won't make you happy if you're not happy with yourself. That's why you come first. If you are empty, you cannot help somebody else and fill their cup. That's how it works. That's how it happens. Figure yourself out. Love yourself first. And then all of those things will start to connect. And you will go ahead and present that out into the world. Oh God, birth charts. If you guys haven't done a birth chart, try it. I literally got slapped in the face with mine. Called out, all of that good stuff. And I don't know much about birth charts, so I'm not going to elaborate too much. But definitely look into it if it calls you. It's another form of therapy just to kind of let you know where you might be standing. Because it'll also provide you with things that you do need to work on within yourself. So birth charts is definitely something I suggest. We are raised to think that we only have one sign when we don't. We have 12 houses. We have all these planets. We have 12 zodiac signs. We're not just one. We're not just one. That's why when you meet five different Pisces that have a sun sign, their sun rising is Pisces, where people think, oh, they're just Pisces, but they're not the same. They're very different. It's because their moon rising and their ascension rising is probably different. That's the reason when you sit with other people that are from the same zodiac, or at least you're told they're from the same zodiac, they're still very different. I've known a lot of Aries in my life that are not similar. And now knowing about birth charts, I'm like, oh, that person probably has a lot of earth in them or whatever it is, because they do have different types. Like mine, for example, my sun rising is Aries and my moon rising is Pisces, and my ascension, which is the person I present myself to everybody, is Capricorn. Which is why I am the way I am. And I was reading so much about myself yesterday that I wanted to just flip my shit because I thought, oh my goodness, this is literally all the issues I have. I mean, I shouldn't call them issues. I should call them learning lessons, honestly, because it sheds so much light on things that I have to work on. There's just so much out there. I hope you learned. I hope you picked up something from this episode that resonates with you. I hope that you hopefully got light downloads, because I feel like I just word vomited on everybody. But I just wanted to give a quick recap on my relationship within myself and how I've learned to protect myself. How to become the person I am today, because I do feel like all of those things that I just mentioned, along with more, have helped me be shaped and become the person I am today. That's why when I tell you I'm not the same person I was yesterday and I won't be the person I am today tomorrow, is truly because I'm consistently growing. That is what I strive in this human life, is to grow, continue growing, continue loving myself, learn how to love myself in new ways, learn how to be comfortable in my skin, learn how to love the skin that I'm in. I've been through a lot. I have done a lot, and I am grateful to it, because it's, why not? Who's going to be grateful for you? Yourself. You might have other people that'll say, hey, you know what? I'm grateful you're around because of X reason. Absolutely. But also be grateful for yourself. You do it for yourself so that you sit better within yourself you become a better person for yourself, and then everything else flows to you. I love you guys so much. I honestly hope that something resonated and I didn't just speak to get it out, but it's something that has been bottled within me the last week or so, because I couldn't figure out what to do for the episode. And I'm like, you know what? There is a self relationship that I have here that I like, but how did I get there? It's these things and then some. So take care, drink your water, try to stay grounded. Be grateful for the retrogrades, because all they're here to do is to push us through those portals and those life lessons that for whatever reason we're not getting. And be open to the signs. Because let me tell you, I just got a massive signiest sign that I have ever gotten. If there's ever been a signier that I've ever received from the universe, it was so many yesterday. And it was because retrograde began. I feel like everyone just kind of like, hey, you need to elevate. You need to move to the next step. We need to push you through the next portal. And here we go. So I am so grateful for all of you, by the way. Like, I know I say it, but I want you to know that I truly do mean it so much. I love you. Thank you for allowing me access to your energy. Thank you for coming into my energy. I love you all so much. And don't forget to love yourself. Find ways to love yourself. Find ways to be there for yourself. Nobody is coming to save us. We have to learn how to save ourselves so that we can go ahead and set out that energy and hopefully be a blueprint to someone that's in need. Thanks for listening. Take care.